The first reading from the first book of Maccabees today tells us of a real challenge and this real tendency of how far we oftentimes will go in order to fit in. The book of Maccabees tells us that in the beginning, when the Hellenistic rule and way of life was introduced, a lot of people were excited to do it, and it was met with a lot of enthusiasm. But then slowly, this way of life began to ask them to abandon their faith, abandon the covenant. And some people even go toward the point that the book said that they hide the mark of their circumcision and abandon their faith in God. Well, oftentimes too, we see this pressure even until today, that oftentimes it's easier just to conform to what society is asking of us. To be more tolerant, to be more accepting, to be more this and that. Of course, we treat people with dignity and respect, but we must never, ever forget the covenant. We must never, ever forget our faith. I think we can still be faithful, and be loving, be kind, and treat people with respect without having to give in and become like everybody else. And this is what Jesus is trying to teach us today in the gospel reading. That blind man, he persisted, and Jesus healed him because of his faith. He continued to call out, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me," when everybody around him rebuked him, telling him to be silent. He had faith. I wonder how many of us here now, where we are. If people tell us, "You can't live your faith anymore," or "You can't do this or that," and then will we have the persistence? Will we have the faithfulness to call out to the Lord or not? Or will we become like everybody else? With humility, with love, with persistence, he said, "Lord, please help me see." So that man was healed from his blindness. But each and every one of us, especially for those who have our physical sight, are we asking the Lord to help us see in the spiritual way that is bigger than what we can realize at this moment? To see at the Lord's seat, to see at He wants us to see the bigger reality, the eternal reality, the transcendental values, and the joy that we have in faith. Perhaps each and every one of us have our own blind spot. We all have our blind spot. But many of us are too arrogant, too prideful, or too busy to recognize our blind spots. May we be like the blind man today, to have that humility, that persistence in calling out to the Lord. "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. Lord, please help me see."